At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Hey, today we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to be sharing with you an episode that we did a little over 400 episodes ago. This is a rebroadcasted episode of the must-read I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. This episode and book was so impactful, we got to share it with you again. In the episode, I share with you my takeaways, my insights, and why you need to read this book. We're going to jump into the episode right now, but the next episode is a fresh new episode with a new topic. Enjoy this rebroadcasted episode, Must Read, I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. Show, the only business podcast that refuses to give up on you with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is a must-read episode where I share with you a book that has greatly influenced me as an entrepreneur, tell you a little bit about the book, and tell you why you should read it too. And today's must-read is I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi. Ramit has become a leader in the personal finance world, and this personal finance book is probably one of the best ones I can recommend to somebody who's starting out in personal finance. What exactly do I mean by personal finance? Why is this book so effective? And why you should read this book as soon as you can? That's what today's episode's all about, so let's get down to business. The subtitle that Ramit gives this book is No Guilt, No Excuses, Just a 6-Week Program That Works. I Will Teach You to Be Rich has become one of the most popular personal finance books of all time. It's actually a New York Times and a Wall Street Journal bestseller, and it's for good reason. Let me start by talking about who this book is really for, and then move on and talk about some of the things inside the book that I really enjoyed and found useful. I've read a lot of personal finance books, and when I say personal finance, I mean managing your own money. Now, that's very important when you're first starting out as an entrepreneur, is making sure that you have your personal finances in order so you have enough money to obviously build your business, grow your business, and take care of your basic needs like a roof over your head, food, you know, saving up for vacation, regular expenses, going out. It's really hard to know how to manage a company if you can't manage your own personal finances. So this book is not strictly a business book, but I really believe that you have to master your personal finances in order to have a good handle over your business. Once you know how money really works and how to manage it, you'll feel a lot more comfortable with your own business as you start growing your business and feeling like, yes, I can control my spending and my revenue once I understand some of the principles that Ramit talks about in this book. Now, if you're new to personal finance, this book is exactly what you need. It's probably the best personal finance book for a beginner that I can recommend. It's really actionable, and it really helps you understand step by step how to do some of the simple things when it comes to personal finance. Everything from getting out of debt to saving to investing to how to save up for a new house, if that's something you want to do. And he even has a really strong argument against buying a house, but that's a different story. He also talks about saving up for things that you may not even think about, like maybe your wedding or maybe a big expense you want to purchase, like maybe a large round-the-world vacation or anything you're saving up for. These things are not going to fall in your lap. You have to plan for them. These same principles he teaches about in personal finance, saving, investing, these are things you'll have to do in your own business as well. So these principles are very much transferable. Now, one of the things you'll notice when you start reading Ramit's book, I Will Teach You to Be Rich, is that it's a very fun and easy read. Ramit really shows a lot of his personality in there. He has this little acronym that he uses in the book, WWID, which is What Would an Indian Do? And he talks about his Indian background and how being raised by immigrant parents has taught him how to be thrifty and how to be more conscious about his spending. And he does it in a really lighthearted and enjoyable way, which makes the read very, very easy. And that's saying a lot coming from a personal finance book. So a bit about the book. He spends a bit of time talking about what does it mean to be rich? What does it mean to be rich to you? Is it freedom? Is it not having to worry about money? Is it knowing that you're investing for the future so you can retire comfortably? He talks about some exercises that you could do to define what rich means to you. He also spends a fair amount of time talking about getting out of debt, be it credit card debt or student loan debt, but he feels that that's the first step. He also talks about how to beat the banks, meaning how to get the best deal in terms of having an account with no fees. This goes for, you know, checking accounts or even your credit cards, having the lowest interest rate and no annual fees. Then he spends a fair time talking about conscious spending, which is his spin on having a budget. He downright says, you know, budgets are not fun, they're not cool, no one likes them, especially him. But he talks about conscious spending, which is a very interesting concept. So the way he defines conscious spending is spending on the things that you want and not spending on the things that you don't really care about. So he gives a few examples of, you know, some people that like to spend money on shoes, so they'll spend money on that, but they're not really into going out on the weekends, so they won't spend money going out on the weekends. But the point is being conscious about what you want to spend your money on and not just spend on a whim. Here's one of the gems of the book where he talks about how to allocate your income. He suggests that 60% of your income should be spent on your normal expenses like rent, food, you know, the basic necessities you need to have a stable, comfortable life. He then says you should be spending 10% on investing. This is either a 401k or a Roth IRA. He goes through exactly what those things are and how to get started with them. And then 10% on savings and saving for a goal, something that you may want, maybe a new car, maybe a down payment on a house, maybe a wedding, maybe a year off a vacation that you've been dreaming of. That leaves 20%. And he calls this 20% your conscious spending, money that you want to spend on, going out to eat, having fun, whatever you like to spend your money on. But be conscious of it and spend 20% of your salary on that or your income on that. All right, a few other things I really like about this book, I'll Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi, is he goes through some really, really good examples of how to save money, make money. If you're in a job, he really shows you a really great game plan for asking for a raise or how to negotiate a higher starting salary if you're starting a new job. He also talks about how to save money on big purchases like buying a car. He has this whole chapter on how to buy a car or paying for a wedding. And he even has a section on buying a house. He has some interesting arguments against buying a house, and maybe depending on where you want to live and how long you want to live there, maybe buying a house is not the best option for you. I'm going to leave that one for you to read for yourself in the book. All in all, this is one of the best personal finance books I've ever seen, mainly because it's very, very actionable. He actually gives you exactly what you need to do. He gives you the websites to look at. He gives you the actual action steps you have to take. How to open up a 401k, how to open a Roth IRA, which bank accounts are the best ones to open. All this stuff, he actually gives you the whole playbook in the book. So it's no surprise this book is a huge bestseller. So if you haven't read I Will Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi, I highly, highly recommend you do. And if you do, hop on Twitter and thank Ramit for the book. And if you'd like, you can mention us as well. On Twitter, Ramit is Ramit, at Ramit, that's R-A-M-I-T. And our handle on Twitter is BizRepublic, B-I-Z Republic. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you loved it and love the show, we would love to hear from you with an iTunes rating and review. By giving us an iTunes rating and review, you really help support the show. iTunes actually ranks podcasts a lot better when they're reviewed. So when you give us a review, you help us in our rankings and help us get more exposure to help other business builders just like you. You can learn how to give us an iTunes rating and review at 100mba.net/show. And remember, everybody who gives us an iTunes rating and review enters our weekly draw to win a free ride, a free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. We announce it every Friday. We call it Free Ride Friday. It could be you, so leave us a rating and review. Guys, just a quick note. Today's Monday, and every Monday on the $100 MBA blog, we release a new blog post. So today's Monday, the day we release this episode, and you're looking for a great article to read, you should check out our blog at 100mba.net/blog. We have a great new article today. Of course, it's absolutely free, as well as all our guides that are on the website and our free course. So check us out at 100mba.net/blog. Guys, I want to leave you with this. One of the things I learned about reading I'll Teach You to Be Rich by Ramit Sethi is not only about personal finance, but he does a really good job at branding himself. He does a really good job at showing his personality and differentiating himself in a fun and interesting way. He uses his Indian culture in a lot of ways. He talks about being from an immigrant family and how that influenced him in his own personal finance and his own life. He talks about his love for Taco Bell burritos. And by inserting these personal notes in your work, you really connect with your audience, it really resonates with people, and you become a person that you can really relate to. Sometimes when I'm reading a book, I love to read it for the content, but I also like to read it for its delivery. And I really love the way Ramit has delivered his book. Ramit, if you're listening, thanks for the great book and everything you do. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.